Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Nelson for CCR to Senate Bill 1029.
Clerk Reed.
CCR to Senate Bill 1029 by Russell of the Senate, Nelson of the House, an act relating to adoption.
Representative Nelson, you're recognized to explain your report.
Thank you, Ms. Speaker. This is the second half of the adoption reform legislation that we're running this year. This bill does a few things I'll quickly go through. The first section is the language that we worked with Jennifer Kern, the Tulsa adoption attorney, to beef up, and it creates the adoption full disclosure statement informing birth parents and adoptive parents of their rights in the adoption process. Section 2 corrects or deletes a couple of superfluous words in the language that was already signed by the governor in House Bill 2174 earlier this session. The next section deals with home studies. It doesn't allow the court to waive a home study, pre-placement home study, for adoptions. Then the last section, I believe, adds three new members to the Adoption Review Task Force that's currently meeting. It adds an adoptive parent, a birth parent, and an adoptee. Move adoption.
Questions on the report? Seeing no questions, Representative Nelson moves adoption of the CCR. Senate Bill 1029, will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adopting the adoption resolution or the report, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Ayes have it. CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
Senate Bill 1029 by Russell of the Senate, Nelson of the House, an act relating to adoption.
Representative Nelson moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question for the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk Clock with the Sheen, Sergeant Sounds, roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Final passage of Senate Bill 1029. Representative Bailey votes aye. Representative Williams votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Jackson votes aye. Representative Kiesel votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote? Representatives DeWitt, Miller, Sanders, Blackwell, Richardson, Derby, and Morissette, do you care to vote? Members wishing to vote or change your vote, the chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
92 aye, 2 nay.
Having received a majority vote, I was led to in constitution of the House, declare the bill to have passed. Representative Nelson now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency without objection. That'll be the order. Declare the vote.
92 aye, 2 nay.
Having received two, there's a vote of those elected in constitution. That's for the emergency to have passed. Mr. Fuller.